There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you hear that bell, you'll want to go get your Bible and be prepared to have a time of Bible study. You know, it is so wonderful that we still live in a nation where we can do this, where we can study our Bibles and we can learn about God directly from His Word. And even on such things as the radio, the voice of those scriptures come pouring over the airwaves and over the radio and into our ears and then into our heart. And the Bible is so important. I feel like it's a great honor that I have to be able to open the Bible and read passages of Scripture to you. It's the greatest single piece of literature that has ever been produced in all of the world, as well it should be, for every word is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you have your Bible, I would invite you to turn to the 145th Psalm. The 145th Psalm is the devotional reading for the lesson that we're having today. And the lesson is about Abraham, the hero of faith. And the Psalm doesn't dwell a lot directly with Abraham, but it sort of sets the mood and the course for which we're going to pursue. The golden text for this lesson is Romans chapter 4 and verse 3, where it says that Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. And we'll be turning to the 145th Psalm in just a moment, and if you have your Bible, you'll be able to read right along with me. Now, in doing this, is while you're getting your Bible, I'll take the time to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and then Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And the Sunday school lessons we're studying on this program are the ones that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of 1923. And so this is a lesson from April the 8th, 1923. Abraham, the hero of faith. And with every one of these lessons, E.A. Elam identified a devotional reading. Now let's read that now to set the mood for what is to follow. Psalm 145. It has this inscription, a psalm of praise of David. And here's how the psalm goes. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Jehovah and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts, of the glorious majesty of thine honor, and of thy wondrous works will I meditate. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Jehovah is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great loving kindness. Jehovah is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known unto the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glory of his majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endure through all generations. Jehovah upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for thee, and thou givest them their food in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Jehovah is righteous in all his ways, and gracious in all his works. Jehovah is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry, and he will save them. Jehovah preserveth all them that love him, and all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Jehovah, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. That is the 145th Psalm. And now with that reading, let's get to our Sunday school lesson that we have. And here's the introduction. We have Abraham's genealogy, making a simple calculation from the ages of the ancestors of Abraham in Genesis 10, it will be seen that over 400 years lapse between the salvation of Noah from the flood and this lesson when God called Abraham to come out of the Ur of Chaldees. We read in Genesis 9 and verse 28, Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and died 2 years before Abraham was born. Terah was Abraham's father, and was 130 years old when Abraham was born, because he was 205 years old when he died, according to Genesis 11:32. And Abraham was then 75 years old, according to Genesis 12:4. And Acts chapter 7 and verse 4. Now when we start looking at the chronology of Abraham, this can get confusing. But if you'll sit down and look, you can harmonize all of these ages and all of these dates and come up with some kind of a timeline for the life of Abraham. It's going to be hard to follow all of this on the radio, but listen, and it'll give you some idea of the chronology of Abraham by age. Now, after the flood, the world was populated by the three sons of Noah. And we read about that in Genesis chapter 10. Abraham was a descendant of the son of Noah that was named Shem. But then the people rebelled against God and didn't scatter on the earth like they should. And we have an account of the confusion of tongues at the Tower of Babel and the dispersion of the people upon the face of the earth. We read about that in Genesis chapter 11. And what I'd like to do is read that, Genesis 11, 1 through 9. There it says that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, Come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build us a city, and a tower whose top may reach into the heavens, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Jehovah came down to see the city, and the tower which the men builded. And Jehovah said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. And now nothing will be withholden from them which they purpose to do. Come, let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Jehovah scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore was the name of the city called Babel, because Jehovah did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did Jehovah scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. Well, it was out of these scattered multitudes that God would later call Abraham. We read the remainder of Genesis chapter 11, and it gives us the genealogy of Abraham. He was the 10th generation from Noah. He was born in Ur of the Chaldees. Ur was a city in the land of Chaldea, about 6 miles west of the river Euphrates, and about 125 miles from its entrance into the Persian Gulf. You might want to look on a Bible map and see if you can locate the Ur of Chaldees. It's over in that land that we now call Iraq. Now, we read in Oxford Teacher's Bible notes that clearer knowledge has been obtained as to the position of Ur of the Chaldees, now represented by the mound of Mukir in southern Babylonia, about 6 miles from the Euphrates on the west bank. There's a table of evidence that has afforded the advanced state of literature and commenced the old Chaldee or Babylonian Empire in the time of Abraham, including writing on bricks and tablets in the conventional cuneiform characters. Haran was a city of Mesopotamia, which is about 800 miles north of Ur. Again, you may want to turn to the back of your Bible and find a map of Bible lands and locate Ur, and then go follow the Tigris and Euphrates River up toward the northwest until you find the city of Haran. It is in Haran that Terah died. This was the city of Nahor, Genesis 24 in verse 10, which Rebekah went to be the wife of Isaac. There Laban lived when Jacob went to him in Genesis 27:43, in Genesis 28:10, in Genesis 29:4. See, Abraham had two brothers, Nahor and Haran. And Haran was the father of Lot, and died in the Ur of the Chaldees in Genesis 11:28. Abraham married Sarah, his half-sister, before he left Ur. Abraham was 70 years old when he left Ur of the Chaldees and went to Haran. We have Abraham's call and then the account of things that happened between Abraham's call and the Exodus. And again, sometimes these numbers are a little hard to follow, but if you'll sit down with a pencil and sketch it out, you can pretty well formulate that chronology. From the call of Abraham to the Exodus, or the giving of the law, was 430 years. We read that in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 17. The covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. And we read in Exodus chapter 12, verses 40 and 41. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. From the birth of Isaac unto the Exodus was 400 years. Supposing that Genesis 15, 13, and 14 refer to the birth of Isaac, there it says in Genesis 15, 13, and 14, that God said to Abram, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance." Well, that means it was 30 years from the call of Abraham to the birth of Isaac. And Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. According to Genesis 21:5, Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Therefore, he was 70 years old when he was called and left Ur and went to Haran. But he was 75 years old when he left Haran for the land of Canaan. Genesis 12 and verse 4 Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.